In this next audio demonstration, I will first focus upon the quick songs fact feature. This is a single notable fact ready for immediate broadcast. So if you know that you have a song coming up, you can quickly use this feature so that you've got something tangible to say over the introduction. The keystroke for this is the Muse key followed by Shift S.
Song quick facts dialogue, artist then title edit.
When you go into this screen, you type the song information using exactly the same format as we had in the previous demonstration. Artist space dash space title. So this time I'm going to type Ellie Goulding space dash space goodness gracious. If you're focused upon a song in station playlist, you can copy it with Control C and paste it into the required edit field. It's already in the correct format.
Ellie Goulding, goodness gracious.
I'll press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1, goodness gracious, Ellie Goulding.
And here we have it.
Goodness Gracious by Ellie Goulding was released on 21 February 2014 as the third single from her reissue Halcyon Days, and it peaked at number 16 on the UK singles chart. Press escape to close this window.
And that's all you've got. And that ought to be enough for the majority of that particular introduction. Let's move to song origins and covers. Want more than the headline facts? This feature delivers a deep dive into the story of the song, where it came from, who wrote it, how it was first recorded, and how it evolved through notable cover versions. You enter the song title, and the Muse retrieves a structured report that you can navigate quickly with headings. And it includes the song identity, the songwriters, published by, original and first recording, earliest release details, first widely known version, cover versions, extra notes, and it also ends up with a one line for air. This is a succinct, broadcast-ready line that you can announce instantly when you need something tight, confident, and accurate. If you want to insert just the song title into the edit field when it appears, you certainly can do that, that's fine. However, that can cause confusion, particularly if more than one song has the same title. I'm thinking of songs like Absolute Beginners. There was a song with that name recorded by David Bowie, and there was a completely different song recorded by The Jam. So in that particular case, to avoid any confusion, you would want to enter the artist. We will choose the song We've Only Just Begun. The keystroke for this is the Muse key followed by Alt S.
Song origins dialogue. Type the song name and optionally the artist edit.
I'll type We've Only Just Begun and press enter.
Please wait.
And let's see what comes back.
Heading level 3 song title, We've Only Just Begun. Heading level 3 also known as the Crocker Bank commercial theme version, You've Got a Long Way to Go. Heading level 3 songwriters, Paul Williams lyrics, Roger Nichols music. Heading level 3 published by Irving Music Inc. and associated publishers for Williams and Nichols, first used in commercial context for Crocker Citizens Bank. Heading level 2 original and first recording. Heading level 3 earliest known recording. Smokey Roberts under the pseudonym Freddie Allen, released March 1970 as a short version tied to the bank commercial. Heading level 3 earliest release details. March 1970, by Freddie Allen as a commercial jingle slash theme tune, limited, mostly promotional distribution, no major chart impact. Heading level 3 first widely known version. The Carpenters, recorded 1970, released August 21st, 1970 on A&M Records as a single from their album Close to You, reached No. 2 on Billboard Hot 100. Topped adult contemporary charts. Heading level 3 notes on evidence. Williams and Nichols wrote first two verses for ad, full song built later when Richard Carpenter saw the version after seeing the ad, Freddie Allen version. Lacked bridge, few commercial versions present only first verses. Heading level 2 cover versions. Paul Williams, 1971 and dash the songwriter's own full version on his album Just an Old-Fashioned Love Song, establishing author's interpretation. Grant Green, 1971 and dash jazz instrumental, illustrates song's early adoption in jazz scene. Ramsey Lewis, 1971 and dash jazz, shows appeal to instrumental jazz slash pop crossover audiences. Andrea King and Andy Williams, 1971, and - vocal pop covers. Williams includes it on his album Love Story, confirming song's crossover into mainstream traditional pop. Curtis Mayfield, Live at the Bitter End, New York, 1971, and - soul/R&B reinterpretation, modifies emotional framing as part of social consciousness context. The Singers Unlimited, 1973, and - easy listening harmony vocal ensemble, polished studio texture. Bobby Womack and Brotherhood, 1976, and - soul/funk groove-oriented cover, brings rawness into song's soft aesthetic. Bat for Lashes, 2020, and - modern reworking during COVID-19 lockdown, orchestral strings and intimate production, renewing interest in digital ear listeners. Heading Level 2 Extra Notes. The song began life as a wedding-themed bank commercial jingle and became unusually successful in transitioning into a full pop single. Its origins contribute to its romance and nostalgic appeal. Its genre is soft rock / pop, but its melodic and lyrical structure have made it especially well-suited for covers in jazz, soul, instrumental and easy listening, where harmonic richness can be emphasized. It became a perennial favorite for weddings, graduations and life transitions, helping its persistence. It also was honored with induction into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998 and inclusion in many greatest songs lists. Artists covering it often adapt the arrangement significantly, changing instrumentation, tempo, or phrasing to highlight different emotional spaces, hope, longing, or even social commentary, as in Mayfield's live version. Heading Level 2 One Line for Air. Originally written by Paul Williams and Roger Nichols and popularized by The Carpenters in 1970, We've Only Just Begun endures through memorable covers. From Andy Williams to Curtis Mayfield and Bat for Lashes that reimagine its hopeful romance. Press escape to close this window.
Lastly, in this section, I will show you the feature View Album by Track Name. This is where you can enter an artist and track, and you will receive the album details where it was originally featured. But again, we go way beyond just giving you its title. This time, I'm going to choose the Beatles song, I Saw Her Standing There. I'm going to press the Muse key, followed by V for View Album Information.
Album Search Dialog, Artist Then Title Edit.
So I'll type the Beatles, I Saw Her Standing There, in the same format. And it should come back with a Please Please Me album.
The Beatles, I Saw Her Standing There. Please wait. Heading Level 1 Original Album. Artist, The Beatles. Song, I Saw Her Standing There. Album, Please Please Me, 1963. Label, Parlophone. Heading Level 2 Album Milestones. List of 3 items. Bullet debut track on The Beatles' first UK album. Introduced their original songwriting via Lennon and - McCartney. Bullet UK Albums Chart. The album Please Please Me spent 70 weeks on the chart, including 30 weeks at number 1. Bullet in the US, the song was released as the B-side of the Beatles' first capital single I Want to Hold Your Hand, and reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. List End. Heading Level 2 Track Listing. 01. I Saw Her Standing There. 02. Misery. 03. Anna Go To Him. 04. Chains. 05. Boys. 06. Ask Me Why. 07. Please Please Me. 08. Love Me Do. 09. P.S. I Love You. 10. Baby It's You. 11. Do You Want to Know a Secret? 12. A Taste of Honey. Press escape to close this window.
And that is absolutely correct. I do know that album because I'm extremely familiar with it. In the next audio demonstration, I will focus upon how we can get information about artists and groups, and more technical detail about a song's release.